Hello all and welcome to yet another edition of HR Tech's Tech Talks. Extremely delighted to be hosting Vinay Johar, founder and CEO of Archily in our second edition for 2024. Thank you, Vinay, for coming in. Really appreciate your time and effort for being part of our second edition.
Thank you, Shriram, for inviting me. That's a great honor to be here.
Thank you. Vinay, so let's start off with you giving a quick overview about your extensive experience, which I obviously know, but why don't you tell our viewers about your experience and how you started off with Archily?
So I have a pretty great, almost 20 years plus experience as an entrepreneur, and Archily is my third venture. Talking about Archily, so when we started, the vision was, can I build a one product company which is has a global customers? And we are able to sell to Fortune 500 customers and even Fortune 50 and Fortune 15. That's a three category we created that time. And still making sure that it is such an innovative technology, or it has a lot of entry barriers can be created because of technology, because of penetration, because of other scale. And I'm so happy, like starting today, if I talk here, so we have a now customer base in 51 countries. To name blue chip companies, probably they are using us out of 500. If I say top Fortune 500 customers, hundreds are with us. Scaling fast, growing, and unstoppable. That's what I can tell.
Fantastic. I've seen that in close quarters, Vinay. Phenomenal growth story that you have at Archily. Let's talk with some hard items, right? 2024 is going to be a tough year, going by some of the predictions that we have seen and some of the reports that have come in. So what are the top business and talent challenges that your clients are facing right now?
That's a very secretive question, but let me share you. If we talk about the client side and when we communicate to them, and I'm comparing them how they buy, say, 2022 and even H1 2023, and suddenly the trends start changing. So right now, the most of the things we are seeing here is either it is a budget cut. That is a very predominantly we have started seeing in the management, especially in enterprise side. And also there's a commitment level from the management side. Earlier, the leadership teams really want to go for automation, really want to implement the technology part. Now they're also saying, let's wait and watch. And this has a multiple factors going on. One is, of course, the increase in cyber attacks going on in the industry. We've seen MGM, we've seen a few banking, few fintech companies got a cyber attack. So people are worried, like once the data is there and this stuff. And this cyber attack is also linked by the laws, which is upcoming laws, of especially data protection laws. Now, HR resumes are also under PII information. And each country is coming up their own data protection laws. So compliance part is also getting tricky. And the industry is still absorbing, still understanding how they can absorb it, and they want to be safeguard against the cyber attacks. So a lot of stuff has changed in last 7-8 months. And moreover, fear of recession, what industry is right now going through. And they also want to be one of cautious. Everybody wants to save cash. That's what is going on, right? But it is more right now listening is commitment from leadership. Hey, we have delayed the project. Project is halted, or we have a budget cut. Can we discount on this stuff or not? We have started hearing these words, specifically Q4 last year. And I believe 2024, that's the journey we are going to face, specifically in enterprise segment.
So what about talent challenges that your clients are facing?
Oh, that's a huge one. Specifically during the pandemic, when people have gone remote, that was a need. And now this remote hiring become a habit of a company. And even people don't want to come back to the workplaces, and like enterprises are trying incentivizing them or policing or forcing them. But this remote hiring has gone to the level where maybe people are doing moonlighting. Maybe we start getting those problems, which was earlier in in-person, like US has faced that problem called fake profiles, fake resumes. That problem has gone on a manifold level because of remote people. We cannot verify. You cannot do background check of person sitting somewhere in Europe because you don't have a connections for that. You rely on their LinkedIn, you rely on their certain social media profiles. Hey, person might have worked, but now how to authenticate that one? Second challenge is more into productivity because of time zone differences, people working remote, their priorities may be different, their working habit has changed, their health habit has changed. So we have started seeing that not only in Archely, but outside also. We share the same stories. Hey, how we ensure productivity of the people, how we ensure people are safe when they're working at the home. In office, you can have healthy food and all that stuff, but you cannot ensure what they're eating or drinking at the home. So that has started out. But one positive sign has also came up in this whole journey is people have started talking about more into diversity. Now, diversity earlier was more a cultural side, but now people have started called diversity on our geographical locations too. Today morning, I was sitting with one pretty big unicorn and talking to them on their hiring trends, how they're hiring. And they have almost 70 people space in city, San Francisco City, and only two people are coming. And everything is remote. But that remote has gone to the level where now they have classification. Hey, we have not only religious or economical diversity available. Now we have a geographical diversity is also available. So that's another plus sign. People have a vision to go global. That skill is available. But now challenge is how to comply with the laws for those countries and how you can penetrate to those countries. So it is mix and match trends what we are seeing right now.
Interesting. I heard a lot of things, right? Customers are having a wait and watch approach towards IT adoption, data security, compliance is getting really tougher by the day, you know, fear of recession. So let's save cash. From a talent perspective, everyone now wants their employees to come back to work due to various reasons. So these are various challenges, definitely, Vinay, that we are also seeing across other product providers too. Right. Very specifically, when it comes to Archely and the work that you have been doing, what do you think in 2024 and beyond are some of the trends that you are seeing that will ensure that it is going to be an inflection point for Archely? What are the key trends that will be a game changer for more adoption of Archely's product?
So this goes to the foundation of Archely. I'm not sure a lot of people might know or not. So one of my personal mission is to touch 7 billion souls on this earth. If my technology can touch 7 billion people, make a considerable impact to their life. Now, that's a mission which also drives us that, hey, am I compliant with the current trend? And am I also compliant with the future trend coming up? Let's take an example of laws. We anticipated in 2020 around pandemic that right now people are going remote. But new laws will be coming out because that time Canada was coming up their own laws, CCPA, California law was coming up, India data protection law was coming up, Singapore data protection law was coming up, European GDPR was getting into upgradation. So we see that suddenly every country is going to come up. So what we did is we start investing into that laws before they become a law. So our product becomes compliant with them. Our product becomes localization available for those guys and the data will not travel. These things is not going to happen. Unexpected things came in a whole system is called, let us say, AI protection laws. New York is the first state who passed, hey, you cannot use AI in a recruitment system. But yes, that law has gone into two different iterations. And now the new iteration says what cannot be used as AI. Of course, AI is a mandatory part. And then we said, okay, now we suddenly, if New York came with this law, I'm sure slowly everybody's going to come with a law. How we can modify our product that every client who uses us stay compliant with the localization. And you cannot tell a client, hey, I'm compliant with New York, but you have office in Dublin, you cannot be. We have to be. So we set up a whole platform in such a way that we are compliant with all countries. And that's an influx point for Archely, that law compliance, cyber attacks, so security policies, certifications you need. We have done everything in such a way that we are unstoppable till now and we continue to be unstoppable for 2024 too.
Right. So ties in well with the challenges that you highlighted on security, compliance, which really are the key aspects for every tech product. And I think your sharp focus on that from day one is really going to be helping you in the days to come. Many congrats on that, Vinay. The thing that we always saw, even during 2021, when companies were spending a lot of money on tech, was that HR technology adoption and technology spent by HR teams, right? Was always not that great, right? And why do you think organizations hesitate to invest in HR tech?
So if I say 2021 is a more of fear. Hey, if I bring automation to my HR technology and decision maker is a user, they have a fear that I'm going to lose my job. So it is a belief change happened. And that belief changes now. They said, hey, this technology is not going to replace you. They are going to complement you. And so slowly that adoption came in. And then after pandemic, people were spending more into sales side rather than the managing side. So we've seen that trend too. And now it is all cash saving. One is that fear of losing job. Like people have a fear that I might lose a job because I bring a technology and automation into my recruitment system. Second is we also see people have a fear of cyber attacks going on, as I shared earlier. I was talking to one, I'm not taking a name, but a media house. And they said, we love you guys, but now recently one of our competitors has got cyber attack. We cannot go ahead. We are wait and watch. We are analyzing what all systems need to be upgraded. So the company getting into protection mode rather than into aggressive mode is also a mindset shift. And this all happened in last Q4. If you see, I noticed almost around 18, 19 cyber attacks, very massive cyber attacks, where data leak happened and ransomware has came up. So we've seen that one happening in Q4 specifically. So people are now more investing into technology, safeguarding their IP or networks rather than investing into technology. And that's two part, which I see is a critical one right now, which is momentarily say run for another quarter. But once people have identified security loopholes, past that, they will come back for the growth. Right. And people will be, Q2 will be again much aggressive, like 2021 or 2022. I don't see any downside on that.
So in terms of when you have been working with your clients on product implementations, so what are the key aspects that you always advise your HR teams to adhere to for HR tech product implementations? Are there some key aspects that you would like to share with us?
So three things I always emphasize is one is set up your expectations and requirements clearly. To be very precise, if I say you need, like people want to solve their current problem, but they miss out futuristic stuff coming towards them. People say, hey, I'm just recruiting, say, 1,000 people in a year. I just want to solve that problem. I said, no, your company is growing by 50% or your expectation is grow by 100%. Next year, you are going to recruit almost 5,000 people. How are you going to do? Your manpower cannot do it. You need a AI, you need a technology for that. So they lack that part sometimes. Few companies has done marvelous job in analyzing that one and few has not. Second one is they don't know how to estimate the time frame when this is go live. Expectations is like they start with a base scope. When they start implementing, they get a new ideas and then new ideas get into system and that get delayed or sometimes implementation get delayed. Sometimes this goes wrong. Sometimes developer left it out because the system has gone on a massive automation. Few companies are moving from pretty legacy system, which is 20 years old system. They want to move to new system. So they have a training challenges. They have adoption challenges. They don't know what other possibility they have. And then everything gets jumbled up, then budget get overshoot happens, then budget freeze happens. So economy and system are changing pretty fast. So I always say you must have a budget in time. You should have a futuristic requirements and stick to your timeline. Don't change the timeline so flexibly that, hey, it's okay to delay by another 3 months. They don't know what is the cost of change. It's not only man hour cost, it is a productivity cost also, which get involved.
Absolutely. So multiple aspects to it, right? Are you talking about adoption issues, which is very, very important, which is very coming out on top when we talk to a lot of clients, right? They implement a large product, everything, everyone's happy that the go live date has crossed, but adoption continues to be low and people need to focus on change management, increase that and sticking to timelines in any product implementation is really important. Training challenges, focusing on productivity, ensuring you meet your metrics that you set for yourself, right? Otherwise, the entire implementation does not make sense if you don't meet the cost metrics and the profitability metric.
Gotcha. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we talk to HR teams, the standard issue that the COOs and the CEOs say is that, hey, our HR teams are not data-driven and tech savvy, right? Which is why we also spend less on tech for the HR function. How do you encourage the HR teams to become more data-driven, more tech savvy?
You are absolutely right. So even I talk to leadership team of enterprises or even SMB segments, people have a fear, hey, they only track is cost of hire or time to hire, and they're doing good job in that. So then I always smile. I said, no, it is a lot, productivity loss, your reputation, are you getting a right fit man in the company or not? I believe people need is more awareness and training that these two parameters, which is normally had cost to hire and time to hire, it is now in system for all ages, almost around 15, 20 years. We are sitting in AI era. We are sitting in a consolidation era, which is these numbers are mastered by the recruiters and even HR guys. So let us upscale the whole system. One of the system which we implemented in Archely was TPS score, talent promoter score, right? Which has 8 parameters. We couldn't implement all 8, but 5 we have implemented, which has internal feedback system. We have external feedback systems. How quickly people get it, how many referral resumes we are getting, are people are able to accept my offer letter or not quickly. So those parameters has now consolidated into one parameter called TPS. Like in a sales side, we normally say NPS. So talent has built up their own TPS systems. So leadership team has to start upgrading themselves. I highly recommend, I seen one course by one of the providers, which has pretty for the leadership team specifically, what type of tracking sheet they should have, what type of parameters they should bring to now recruiting side. It's no more, I have 100 jobs, how quickly you can close it. Quickly and quality is also matters.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that quality comes from these type of systems called TPS or ENPS is another one. A lot of frameworks are available, which is upgraded one. I highly recommend focus on that. And people will be very excited because now they are not only closing jobs by calling, they also ensure on quality. They also get recognized by that one. They learn a lot. Right. So highly recommend on that.
Yeah, those are very valid points. Really re-looking at your frameworks and the way you have been measuring the HR function. All you need to do is to really re-look at it. And obviously things fall in place, right? We continue to measure the HR team. CHROs continue to measure their teams by frameworks which were probably implemented at the organization 15 years back. So you really need to upgrade yourself and automatically things will change. People will become more data-driven, tech-savvy, obviously. Fantastic exactly. Point.
Exactly.
Yes. So you've been working with the Fortune 100 companies. You've been working with large startups to scale-ups, everyone, right? So Vinay, let's look at one final question, right? And in my opinion, this is very important, right? A lot of enterprises, of enterprises of all sizes that are getting started on the digital HR journey. Okay. What advice would you give them? The reason why I'm asking you this question is when we talk to them, they are holding off their HR transformation, leveraging technology because there is some fear factor. Right. So what would be your advice be to all these enterprises, whether it's startups, scale-ups, large enterprises that are getting started on their digital HR transformation journey?
I always feel that if you are starting your journey on a digital transformation, either in HR space or complete HR department, that's what you're looking for. Consider it in such a way, this is an experience for the candidates, employees, or everybody. Today morning, I was in San Francisco City. I'm sharing the same story once again. So we were talking about Starbucks, very simple coffee shop, right? And can you imagine a coffee shop with an AI model? Like before I enter into a shop, I can order from my mobile. I can visit there. I can call my Google assistant and they can order a coffee. You see a lot of options they have added. Now on a drive, I can order drive through window, all that stuff. And I need to get in 20 seconds to get my coffee, which is flavored to me, customized to me. Now, this era, this new generation coming in, especially the new candidates coming to the systems, they are all working remote. They don't know your culture. Earlier was, hey, you come to the office, sit there, have a coffee with us in the person. They can feel the office. Now that is missing. You're hiring not only a remote location, you're hiring even different culture people. How you transfer your culture to them? So specifically in the recruitment side, I'm not talking about the rest of the system, but in recruitment side, I highly recommend consider something called employer branding. Your branding starts the moment person visit to your career page. Your career page should be perfect. It has to be AI driven. Why he should search about a job? Let him upload a resume and let system recommend, hey, these two jobs fit for you. Let me go and help you out. Let me give you an assessment score right away. Why you have to wait for tomorrow? I'll call somebody. Why not they schedule immediately? And those employer branding, they want to need the culture of the company. Let employer videos and feedbacks goes to you on a public platform. Why you want to hide everything internally? So think it about, it is whole experience is going to change. And 2024 and 2025, it's not only managing people, it is also giving them a different experience. Your localization should be there. People should understand local languages, because you're going to hire somebody from China, somebody from Europe, somebody from Asia, somebody from Latin America. You need a localized guy. They are not going to learn your language what you learn it. So those touch will get converted to digital experiences or digital branding stuff. So start investing into that. Start considering as a one of the parameter into system. And then you fit in which product, which stuff can give me compliance, which can give me experiences, localization, because you're going to face all that stuff as you start. System is so large and complex coming up. People have earlier, we say it is a multinational companies where they have a different office in different countries. Now we start seeing multinational employees we have, because they have a 4 or 5 countries of employees are working for one single company. And that culture is all different. You should start investing today. Otherwise, this somebody will come up and take away your all employees, or some compliance, non-compliance will come up, and then you'll face some usage. So these things is where you start figuring it out. So go for the latest technology. Don't go for a old era of technology, because my friend implemented, I implemented last company, I used that one. Let's leave that one. Bring a new era of technologies, which is cloud-based, compliant, distributed, AI-driven, experience is awesome. They are available on mobile app, web app, different apps. They work with the ChatGPT-like models. That type of futuristic approach you need. I highly recommend, if somebody wants to start it, bring a young guy into your company, maybe intern, and ask him what requirement should be. And then translate that to the action item. Those guys will tell you what they need after 3 years. It is not something very simple.
Interesting. Great points, Vinay. Let me try summarizing them up right today. Your customers are facing a lot of issues. One, there's a major cutback on tech spend due to the macroeconomic conditions. Data security, cyber attacks are an issue, which is the reason why they are again holding on to any new tech adoption, but trying to make their existing systems foolproof. Everyone is in a safe cash mode due to the fear of recession. They're asking all their employees to get back to work. So which means the processes and systems that they put during the pandemic are now being changed to adopt this get back to work formula. So these are various trends, various challenges that your clients are facing. And that's where you see there's an opportunity for Archely, because you are focused on ensuring that the HR teams stay compliant, the recruitment teams stay compliant across countries. Data privacy, data security is paramount. So with focusing on these aspects, you're sure that 2024 and beyond is going to be a game changer. And then finally, the 2-3 aspects that you talked about, right? How HR teams really need to relook at their frameworks, move to new age talent promoter scores or ENPS to ensure that they don't measure themselves on age old processes and frameworks and move to new age frameworks. The moment they do that, obviously the way they measure the metrics and the subsequent process and systems downstream change completely. And then while implementing HR systems, they need to focus on user adoption. They need to focus on change management, address training related challenges, ensure that milestones and timelines are strictly adhered to. So these are various things you focused on, but finally, I think the point that you clearly highlighted was enterprises of all sizes need to adopt tech, need to adopt AI into their systems, because they need to manage people. They need to bring in localization. And if they have to manage people experiences and not just people, technology is going to be critical. That's because people are expecting custom-built personalization for all their experiences. If my Spotify is able to give me a custom feed, the HR systems also need to provide me custom built functionality. Thank you very much, Vinay, for your time. That was indeed a fantastic discussion. Every time we chat up with you, I think we get the latest pulse of what the market is facing. Thank you once again. We look forward to hosting you soon.
Sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.